Now, just a couple of minutes as a behind-the-scenes super guest for the, you know, private group. I'm trying to think what they would most like to hear from you. And I think it's your attitude toward living in the midst of a sci-fi horror action movie, whatever you want to call it, and keeping yourself in a good state of mind and balancing, just like you were talking on the show with, you know, with your daughter taking her to your ex-parents' house, I guess, right? Your parents-in-law's house or something like that, and wondering about having her wear a mask. It's all these things that have to be balanced all the time, because it's hard to just be totally isolated from everybody. So you've got to be dealing with a lot of different situations. How do you keep yourself in really good, stable, balanced, emotionally secure situation and deal with the outside world?
Well, I express myself a lot. If I have righteous anger, I express that too. If I feel sad, I allow myself to feel sad. I allow all my emotions, basically.
No suppression.
There'll come a time where I say, okay, that's enough. I'll stop it, because you can stay in depression for decades, obviously.
That's
so
right.
If I feel that, I think what I learned to do a while ago was to acknowledge what I feel, label it or name it, whatever I want to do, but understand that it's just energy in motion. It's just an energy. So I can also change the energy. Right.
That's not suppression. That's substituting a different frequency.
That's transformation. Right? And so if I know that I need to lighten up, I need to shift it now, then I'll watch something that makes me laugh. My partner and I, we laugh a lot. We try to lift ourselves that way and support ourselves and make jokes and things that will lighten the mood and lighten us and make, just because even the act of laughing changes your chemicals.
Exactly. Instantaneously.
Yes. So it's, and if I'm struggling, I think the hardest thing for me personally, being, you know, very type A personality, is asking for help. That's always the hardest thing for me to do, is to speak to a need, because I can always satisfy my own needs. I've always been able to do that. So then, you know, how do I allow people to help me, and how do I invite that? How do I delegate? You know, yes, I can do all those things. Just because I can doesn't mean I have to or should do.
Right.
So I've been trying to do a lot of self-care, self-love practice, you know, like, okay, I know I can clean my whole house and I know how to take care of things, but maybe it's time to hire someone that helps me clean the house. I think that's a self-love thing for me, for an example, right?
You don't have to take the hardest route with everything.
No, I don't have to punish myself or think that I'm a good person because I work harder. That was the way I trained myself to get a lot done. So I'm rewiring a lot of that. So I think you have to look at your own life. Could be the opposite. Could be for people. Could be I need to structure myself more. I need to do more effort or something. But for me, it's sort of, that's a self-loving act, so that I have more rest and recuperation time, so I can actually prioritize things like walking in nature, which I find very calming and very healing. I prioritize making sure I'm getting my nutrients. I'm doing my self-care regime, you know.
I might
slip and not, like, I might not do it every single day. Like, I might forget a day or something. That's okay, as long as you come back to it again and again.
Right.
And that keeps your energy high, so then you can cope better. So with stress, you can either, you know, decrease the stress level itself. But if you can't, then you increase your coping mechanisms or your strength to cope, so that your coping is more, it's just more fortified.
Okay. Yeah. I think we've all had some of the training that anything that you do for yourself to help yourself is bad because it's selfish. And actually it's part of your work, right? Because you're not useful unless you take care of yourself.
Yeah, I have to be there for people. How can I do that if I'm burnt out? And I've hit burnout. I went through burnout. I know I was more, so I opened the floodgates to help, and I was doing so. And then there would be another help me, help me, and another help me, help me. And I said, well, okay, fine. And then my assistant would say, could you just squeeze them in? Could you just squeeze them in? Could you just squeeze
them in? And this is the one-on-one stuff you said you were doing, right?
Yeah. And it got to the point where I was completely dissociated from myself, where I was floating, and I felt like I didn't know where I was. And so I knew that was a sign to stop now.
It's like a warning.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know other practitioners have gotten to that place. So that's why I said, okay, you know, I want to stop. I have to stop as best I can. I still kept the ones that, you know, I'd been working with for a long time for some major stuff.
Right.
And I have to figure out the next course of action. How can I help still assist, but not hurt myself in the interim? And so that's why I've designed this next thing that I'm doing, because.
Right. And this is going to be more group oriented. So you're going to have plenty of time to still take care of your own condition.
Right. And now think, if you refine protocols nicely, then you could say, someone says, help me, I've got this. You go, okay, here is that. Start doing that.
Right.
Off you go, you know, rather than, okay, let's talk. And then if the things don't satisfy enough, or they're still lingering, okay, then let's deal with the lingering. What's weird or what's unique about? Because there's so much that's overlapping. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that people haven't even begun with. Like, they aren't doing magnesium and they aren't drinking water and, you know, that stuff. So we can cover a lot of those bases in a more general fashion and then whittle it down to things that are a little more unique. And those I could do either quick one-on-ones or I've designed, now there's like, say there's a group of 10 people with the same presentation.
Uh-huh. You could set up a group meeting for those people.
If they were comfortable enough, yes.
Right. That sounds good. So for people to keep up with that and watch these new programs that are coming out, just go to your website, I guess, right?
Yeah. So at yummy.doctor, there's a sign up for the newsletter. I would do that. Then I would also register on the site properly. The registration part is where we will notify through when that's ready to.
Is there a tab that says register or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's neat. And then when we get the recorded version of this stuff, maybe we can give it to you and you can help us spread it out and get past the barriers and things like that.
Yeah. Well, that's how we do it. It's how we roll.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for all the time. And, you know, I don't want to bother you in the future, but if you get to a point where it would be useful to promote a new program or something like that, or a subject that you think is really important, sure. I'd love to be useful for that if it's possible.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah, absolutely. That would be great. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
I will. You as well.
All right. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye for now.